A tremor had entered her mother's voice, so Charlotte obediently moved away while Francie switched off the radio and turned out the light. The immediate darkness and the accompanying silence merely served to magnify the tension and intensify the amber glow outside. Sleep would be impossible on such a night, so instead of retiring to bed, they just sat there silently in the living room, fully dressed as the time passed. Then her mother stirred. "Do you hear something?" They both listened intently to what sounded like noise in the street. It was low at first, then seemed to get louder as it came closer. There were voices shouting, then something breaking, the smashing of glass, the splintering of wood. Charlotte moved to sit next to her fearful mother, putting her arm around Francie's shoulders and wishing it would all just go away. It was inconceivable that this could be happening here in their beautiful Vienna, city of literature and music and learning, as if half a millennium of cultural development was being blown away like smoke into that incandescent night sky. They waited, but the disturbance didn't pass. It approached the building until the noise reached the sidewalk just below the Goldberger's third-floor window. Then, suddenly, there were men inside, and Charlotte saw the expression of terror on her mother's face, felt the grip of those small fingers tightening around her own. The voices were in the hallway now, and there were boots on the stone stairs.